Good versus evil. We back at it again, once again. You know how I say we moving and grooving out here. Another day. Another situation. And I say another day, another situation. Most people say another day, another dollar. But everybody not making dollars. But even if you're making dollars, you're probably spending dollars. So did you really make dollars today? So another day, another situation. So it's even going across the playing field, across the board for everybody. Another day, another situation. Hope everybody doing good. I'm doing marvelous, doing great as usual. Good energy, positive thoughts, good vibes. Trying to keep the mind, the muscle connection connected to keep myself in that good spirit and that good mode, because you become what you think. If you're always thinking negative, you're going to bring negative thoughts, negative energies in your life. Negative things start happening. Same thing with keep thinking positive. Keep good thoughts going on in your brain. Just, you know, on a day-to-day basis, you know, our brain, the way people use the terminology of the mental health side, say, oh, you're bipolar. You know, everybody is bipolar. And if you're not bipolar, something's wrong with you. Your mind goes through, well, let me rephrase that. You have a bipolar way of thinking. You're going to be sad. You're going to be happy. You're going to be mad. You're going to be up. You're going to be down. That's the way the mind works. You just got to find a way to channel what you want. So if you want to be mad, then hey, be mad. If you want to be happy, and if something bad happens, you have to think of the good side of that. I don't care what it is. Just, you know, we are what we think. So, and we create our lives off of the way we think. The energy balance that we put out here is coming back to us. And it always starts with our thoughts. So, you know, I had was on the phone talking to my brother, and, you know, we was having a conversation on people being real, people being fake. And I said to him, I said, man, we're in a world where it's easy to be fake. People rather be fake because it's more convenient. And how I broke it down in lame terms, it's like people have options out here. And let's say, you know, I give you a couple different analogies. One analogy is, you know, close buddy of yours, he's around, you know, your significant other. And I'm speaking as on male terms right now, but, you know, it can be vice versa. But, you know, I got a close buddy of mine. This is not a real story. It's just, I'm just hypothetical. Close buddy of mine, he's with my lady, and she's intoxicated. The real thing, and she's intoxicated, and she throwing herself at him. The real thing to do is to say, hey, you know, we crossing the line, or you crossing the line, and to give me a call and say, hey, you know, your lady over here, she been drinking, a little intoxicated, she kind of throwing herself on me, I'm feeling uncomfortable, woo-woo, you need to check her. But you doing it to, that, and that's being real. You saying what's really happening, and you also letting me know in a way where, hold on, is she like this all the time? That's being real. Being fake would say, hey, I want some right now, so I'm going to go ahead and do what I want to do, even though what I want to do is not being real. I'm going to be fake because this is what I want to do, and that's what people do out here tend to do. They do what they want to do, and most of the times what they want to do is, you know, crossing a line and being fake. For the people that's, you know, on street terms, you go out here, you do something, and you get caught. The real thing to do is, well, I got caught. I have to face my charges and be a man and stand up. But that's not what you want to do, because if you stand up, you might got to go to jail, or you going to go to jail. That's the real thing to do. You got caught, do your time. The fake thing to do is what you want to do. You want to be free. But in order for you to be free, you got to tell on somebody. What do you think most of the people doing these days? They telling on people. So they're going to do the fake thing. Why? Because that's what they want to do. They want what's convenient for them. And it's sad that it's okay now. And I'm not talking about that situation. I'm just talking about all situations. You know, what we want to do is no different than your needs and your wants. You need to do something, but you want to do something. So you're not going to do what you need to do. You're going to do what you want to do. Same thing with real and fake. The reality is we are in a society that's fugazi. It's just, it's fake. People go all fake. They scream they real. Everybody scream they real, but it's a facade. It's better off to be fake than to be real. Being fake is cool these days. And I hear people say it. Oh, man, you got to put on a facade. Or you got to, you know, depending on what it is, you know. Depending on what it is, people's mind drifts to this is what it's supposed to be. And I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about in general. Oh, you got to be a character. You got to be fake. You got to do this. Like, when has it been cool to be fake? That's where we at right now. It's cool to be fake. So somebody trying to be real, you not popular. Oh, he too real. Oh, he too real. Man, Meissen said, man, fuck keeping it 100. I'm keeping it zero. He keeping it zero. He just all the way out fake. But it was a little comedy Joni did. Shout out to Meissen doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Representing the people, man. We hear you. See you doing your thing. Your fuck Gucci campaign and all that good stuff you be talking about, man. I'm with you, man. Threw all mine away. I don't care who rocking it, what entertainer still on it. I'm not. I'm not. For what? I had some type of dignity. Oh, y'all always protesting about something. It ain't about protesting. Have some type of dignity. Somebody disrespects you. Somebody come in your house. If you married, somebody come in your house and smack your wife and then say, oh, my bad. Would you? Because they put money in your pocket or they make you look good or whatever it is, you going to let that slide? Nah. Ain't no different. And I don't want to hear, oh, that's different. It's no different, man. It's no different. Have some dignity in your life, man. Here nor there, man. I'm out here moving and grooving. That's my word, man. I love saying that, man. So people tend to talk to me, hey, what you got going on, man? I'm moving and grooving, man. Moving and grooving. It means I'm constantly moving and grooving. This is like you dancing. You know what I'm saying? I'm dancing with myself. I'm dancing with my mind. I'm dancing with the world. That's what moving and grooving mean to me, man. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying my journey. Every day is a challenge, though. I don't think it's not a challenge. I'm human, man. I had days where sometimes when I sit back, I'm like, yo, this shit is hard, man. This shit is tough, man. What am I going to do? And I might go through that for a week or two. But I'm still moving and grooving, I'm still pushing, and then boom, I snap out of it. How I snap out of it, I bring myself to hearing something or seeing something that is a daily reminder that, you know, this is not an overnight thing. Nothing is going to be overnight. It's a process. Everything takes time. I'm building. I'm building an empire. I'm not trying to build a small house. I'm not trying to build not even a small community. I'm building an empire. Let that resonate for a while. I'm building an empire. We all should be trying to build those. I'm trying to deal and work with people, like-minded people, that are trying to build their own empires. And we build these empires together. You help me help you. You give me game, I give you game. We bought off of people. What knowledge do you have that I don't have that you can give to me, and I can share some of my knowledge to give to you so you can grow your empire? Why we ain't thinking like that? That's how we supposed to think. And for those that do think like that, that's who I link with. I consult with people. I let people consult me, and I consult other people. You know, somebody might call me, say, "Hey, I got this going on." And if it's something that I have expertise in, or it's something that I have knowledge in, then you got my time. I'm gonna give you what I can give you. I'm gonna tell you how I feel, give you my opinion on it. Hey, you take it, you don't. The seed was planted. That's all that matter to me. I'm not here to water it for you. I'm here to drop them seeds in the soil. Soil be that brain. Might have sounded crazy, and people be like, "Man, your words be coming out funny." Soil, properly soil. Yeah, once them seeds planted in that soil, man, it's something that's going to water it. I don't know what it is. It's not my job to try to figure out. I got too much other stuff going on to be trying to water people's soil. I need to water my own, because I'm getting seeds and jewels planted every day from outside people. I'm planting my own seeds sometimes. So I'm constantly learning, I'm constantly reading, I'm constantly writing, I'm constantly challenging myself every day. 'Cause I'm trying to get better as a person. I'm not perfect. To some people, they might look at me like, "Man, they think you know everything." No, I don't think I know everything. I know a lot. So in me knowing a lot, I talk a lot. And in me talking a lot, I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just telling people what I've learned. You take what you can take, and you make it into what you can make it into. What worked for me might not work for you, and vice versa. But I don't think I know everything. I just know a lot. With those that Most of the people that feel like that, it's a envious thing. Now, what are you envious of me for when you have the same 24 hours in your day to go gain knowledge? I don't care what it is. You a great barber. Oh, man, he think he best barber in the world. He's supposed to. That's how else is he supposed to feel? He's supposed to feel like that. You got a problem with that? Go to school, get your license, learn how to cut hair, and become a great barber. Oh man, he shoot videos. He think he the shit. I'm supposed to feel like that. I'm supposed to feel like that. You want to learn how to do it? Go to school or get somebody that knows how to do it to show you how to do it. Take an online course, whatever you're gonna do. Do that. You have the same 24 hours to do that. I'm learning every day. I'm great at some things, and some things I'm good at, some things I'm not good at, some things I'm learning. I can shoot a great video, hey, but I got a guy that I know, he's like a master editor. He off the chain with the editing. I'm not there yet. I'm learning how to edit. Shoot, no, I'm vicious. I'm him. Editing, I'm good, but I ain't great. But he's great. But I'm looking at him like, "Oh man, he think he better than people." No, he just took the time how to learn how to edit to the point where he's become a master editor. So why hate on him? Why, hate for what? For what? Don't make sense when I can go to him and talk to him. "Hey man, how you learn how to do this? How you learn how to do that?" Now I implemented in what I'm doing. Now I become better at what it is that I'm doing. I'm not in competition with that man. Just learn something from that man. Really feel like sometimes, like, we get so lost in like social media and the internet and websites. We get so lost on what's being put out here on how to think and how to feel that we lose touch with reality. Because the way most of us are thinking and feeling right now, it's not normal, man. It's not normal. It's not normal to be, for me anyway, it's not normal to be envious of someone else. Envious of what? For what? Anything that you can have, I can have. Anything that you can do, I can do. And I leave it right there. See, if people will say anything that you can do, I can do what? Better. And you're competing. Right there. Just with saying that, you competing. Anything you can do, I can do better. You're competing. Anything you can do, I can do. Anything you can attain, I can obtain. That's, it's out here. You can go buy a car, I can go buy a car. You can start your own business, I can start my own business. You can have a successful business, I can have a successful business. You can go to school, I can go to school. You can run a successful business without going to school, I can do the same. It's an even playing field out here when it comes to certain things, though. And but here nor there, when it's all said and done, envy shouldn't live within you. And if it does, that's the one thing you have to learn how to manifest out your body, out your mind. Envy lives so deep in many people, it's sad, but they don't understand why they're in the position they're in and why they can't get out of these positions. Because you live in an envious life. For what? You worried about somebody else instead of worrying about yourself. You making, what, $40,000 a year? Great. You get a raise. Now you're making $45,000 a year. Great. Your taxes come around. With most people still getting returns. Well, you're not supposed to get a return, but we're not talking about that on this topic, on this episode. Now you got a little return on your $45,000. You think you're doing something. You got a little $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, which ain't going to last because you're going to burn right through it because you probably don't have the knowledge on what to do with that lump sum of money at one time. Now you're smelling yourself. You really think you're better than people. And you competing with everybody. Why? Because you got that envy in your heart. You say you don't. You say you in your own lane, but you not. You envious of other people. You envious of the things that they have. You envious of the direction that they moving in. You envious of the level that they at, which you will never say it, but you are. You silently competing with people. For what? Anybody that's around me, please don't compete with me, because I see it. I don't say nothing. I laugh because I can hear people's words and their comments. They come out, compete with me for what? But these are not my business partners. These are people that may have came off the porch with me or you know, I've ran into through people. And, you know, we may run across each other here and there. Competition for what? What are you competing with me for? You know why you will never beat me in a competition? Because you're competing with yourself. In order for you to beat me in a competition, I have to be playing you. I'm not competing with you, so you can never beat me. I'm doing what I'm doing. And we all think like that. Everybody be walking around with a smile on their face. Everybody. But everybody walking around envious. What though? That right there, that's one thing I'm never gonna understand. A lot of y'all keeping it fake, and a lot of y'all living with envy in your heart. How you think you gonna advance like that? Now you see somebody, like I done heard some of the craziest shit in my life. I've heard people say they don't like somebody or they don't want to be with somebody because they too happy. What? I need some new rotors and some brakes for that one. Yep. Too happy? Man, give me that too happy person all day in the paint rather than being around your miserable ass. Keep your miserable ass the hell away from me. Misery love company, that's a goddamn... It's the truth. Miserable people want to be around miserable people. But a happy person ain't trying to be around your miserable ass. So keep your miserable ass over there. I don't know what type of world we in. I don't know if it's in the food. And I said, man, it got to be in the food that everybody is eating. If you don't get on, a nice little plant-based diet. Little plant-based diet. Plant-based diet. Message. Got to be in the water and the food that we eat, man, because the mindset, man, oh, my goodness. Feed your zone. Feed your zone, champ. For each its own. Man, hold on, let me see. Oh, in 2019, 2018, 2017. So in 2015. Yeah, it was 2015. I was working. I had a job, making pretty good money, probably, you know. Well, 60, 70, somewhere around there, if I remember right. I was 60, I think. Might have been about 60, 60, 70. I don't know. Somewhere around there, between 60 and 70, around them times. Yeah, about 60, 70. And I'm around somebody. We up in a little nightclub. I'm like, hey, go ahead and get a bottle. Bottle 250. Go up in my pocket. Doom, 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 doom. Pull out a couple joints. Couple slugs. Get the bottle. So, bottle come. I look over to the person I'm in the club with, and they like, why you do that? I'm like, what you mean? Like, what you get a bottle for? Like, because I feel like I want a bottle. And this showed me a lot about this person, but it also told me a lot. Now, the person that I'm with is, I hate using the word rich, but this person is wealthy. A lot of money. Coming in, little money going out, residual money, all the whole nine yards. So the person says to me, why you do that? I was like, they wanted to, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's like, but why you spend all that? And I was like, cuz, get my drink on, hold about it. He was like, you spending money like that to show off in front of a bunch of people that probably don't even make half of what you making. And I just paused for a second. Then I looked down at the bottle. I looked at him. At this point right here, I want to give my money back now because he just didn't mess my mind up. And I'm like, ah, damn. And going back to that envious thing, the opposite of envy is what? Boastful. Now I'm trying to show off. I could have got me a little drink for $10. sip that, got another little drink for $10, sip that. I'm feeling good. I got my buzz. Because here's the thing. That $250, $300 bottle that I bought, I can get in the store for $40. And enjoy it the way I want to enjoy it. Because I'm not about to enjoy it in this club. So I'm wasting money, throwing money away to show off. For what? Because I got the opposite of envious disease. I got the boastful disease. I feel like I got to show off. I got to show what I got. A lot of people live with that. It's a good thing to feel good about what you got and what you own, but have you noticed that the wealthiest, I ain't talking about these dumbass entertainers, these rich-ass entertainers, this flashing shit in your face. I'm talking about the wealthy people. You can hear about their finances, but you don't know. And they live so casual. Boast for what? Because I'm not worried about you. I'm living in my own lane. I'm living in my own space, doing what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't have time to be paying attention to what you're doing. So in that, I don't need to have on a design of this, the design of that. I'm throwing some sweatpants and t-shirt, some New Balance. On some joggers and a little t-shirt and sweat jacket. I had the same sweat jacket on. You know, it's clean now. I wear the same jacket every day. If I want to get fly, I can get fly. I got the finances to do that. I can do that. But for what? Who am I impressing? If I'm going to impress somebody, I want to impress my children. I want to impress my significant other. I don't have time to be worried about everybody else seeing me fly, seeing this. You're going to pass judgment on me either way. So that night I learned something that changed the course of my thinking for the rest of my life. And sometimes you battle, you bounce back and forth because nobody's perfect. But that changed my thinking for the rest of my life. Show off to a bunch of people that can't afford your lifestyle. For what? I don't worry about what people think about me. Everybody has some type of thought. Everybody's had some type of thought. And will always have some type of thought. It's some people that when they ran into me the first time, I probably was in a bad life situation. I wasn't doing great in life. Or I was going through something. Or it was a transformation time in my life. And then it's like now they see me and like, yo, he doing real good. Like, that's how you're supposed to be. Life is about transitions. Never wishing anything bad on myself or anybody else, but something bad can happen tomorrow, the next day, and put you all the way back. And you got to start from scratch. You got to start all over. And people still going to have some type of judgment on you. It's people that I know for a fact that didn't like me because of a position that I was in when they met me. Oh, he broke. Oh, he this. Oh, he that. But never knew nothing about me. Never knew why I was in the position I was in. And then they see me now and they want to befriend me. Nah. But one thing about me, I'm not fake. In me not being fake, I never had ill thoughts towards you. So I'm not about to act towards you the way you acted towards me or the way you thought about me when I was in a position when you looked down or you was like, oh, he's not going to be this or he's this. I'm not going to act like that towards you because I see you financially underneath me because I'm not fake. I meet you with that same energy. energy didn't change because you didn't disrespect me. Because the moment you disrespect me, we're on a different playing field. But you just brought energy towards me that it'll never leave me. My memory is good. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, guess what? You have to live with the fact that you being fake right now, because there was a time where you probably looked at me like, ugh, or he's not going, whatever. Then when you see it, it's like, oh, you surprised now? I'm not surprised. So when I see you doing good and you weren't doing good before, or vice versa, it don't surprise me. You know why? Because I never put judgment on you. So if you're doing good, congratulations. If you're doing bad, hey, keep pushing. You're going to get there. The playing field is always leveled. That's how I think. That's how I'm able to move forward in life. That's how I'm able to progress. That's how I'm able to stay grounded. Because I'm not worried about other people in their positions. I'm worried about me. I'm worried about mine. I'm worried about my empire. Good versus evil. We always here, and I'm always moving and grooving. Love y'all. Out.